Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out. Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Good Things Radio. My name is Brooke Taylor, on location, on special assignment, as we broadcast from the Loyola Retreat House in Clinton, Ohio. Not just me, but joining me today, the Arise team and a house full of beautiful souls collected here for the retreat. If you've listened to the podcast, you know the preparation that's gone into this. And this is our first recap episode in day one. We're all tired, but we're all kind of giddy and loopy. It's also the first episode after Easter, and I have a room full of Easter people, and these are my sisters in Christ with the Arise team. If you guys want to say hello and introduce yourself.
Hi, it's Christina.
Hi, it's Vicky.
Hi, it's Betty.
Hi, it's Anne.
Hi, it's Marie.
Very good and orderly. Look at that.
Done with tea.
And we all night have been doing introductions. That's how the retreat begins. And I want to talk about that. That's really why we're gathered in this really hot room in the moment and trying to get the acoustics right for our producer. But I also want to talk about a few things because life goes so fast and the days pass and we go through these great experiences and then we just go on to the next thing and look forward to what's next on the calendar. And we just had Easter. And I had a couple conversations with women through the hallways who went to the Easter vigil. Our family was blessed to do that. A woman, a friend that we know, familiar with the show, Catherine, who came into the church. And just wanted to know if you guys had any Easter highlights that you wanted to share. I know that we're all tired, but would love to just stop and shine a spotlight on Resurrection Sunday before we go on to the next thing.
We went to the Easter Vigil as a family. My little one, Elliot, is four, and we took him this year because he's all about music and praise and worship. My parish is bilingual, Spanish and English, and so everything is long. And our Easter Vigil started at 9 and let out at 1 a.m., and my son went up and sang the ending song with the choir, everybody sing hallelujah, clapping and praising. And it was the most glorious thing ever. And then was back up in the morning for 10 a.m.
And you had not given him Easter candy before the vigil?
No. I didn't even do a basket. I said, you're getting Jesus for Easter. Mm. Yeah. So it was just really incredible.
You can't ask for a better
gift. No.
Well, mine was really special on Easter Sunday in that we had special time with the family. But then in the afternoon, I traveled to Birmingham. So what a wonderful opportunity to be a pilgrim and go to EWTN and go there as a fan and a humble follower of the network, as I know so many of us are and have been through Mother Angelica's Yes. But also the extra bonus was to be a guest on the Jim and Joy show, At Home with Jim and Joy. And so it's on YouTube now, but I don't even know really where to start with this because it was one of those moments where I felt like it wasn't really me. It was somebody else's life in a good way. I've had that happen in a bad way and in a good way because you just think of all of the people in your story. We are all a collection of people who have mentored us and had mercy on us and taught us faith. And for some reason, God allowed me to sit on this couch and share my story of Carolina and adoption with the viewership is 288 million people. I can't even, I'm not a math person anyway, but to go in and see the network and visit, and anyone who's been there, this was my first trip, knows that this beautiful campus, not in Hanceville where Mother Angelica is buried in the giant cathedral and gift shop, this is where this TV studio is. And you go in and there were TV screens, a wall of screens, and you see what's airing all over the world and from the Pacific Rim. And I was like, where's the Pacific Rim?
Again, geography.
Which is the islands, right? Like the.
Yeah. So we've eliminated math and geography.
and also, but God knows. And he took Mother Angelica, a cloistered nun, and said, you're going to go to the Pacific Rim and the United Kingdom and India and all over the world that EWTN was airing right then at that moment, which happened to be Mass. And so that was really humbling. And to back up in the morning, I had started with Mass, 7 a.m., it's televised, and then also at noon. And Father Mark Mary is there and very familiar. He used to host Life on the Rock, the TV show on EWTN. And so for me, I'm thinking, I can't believe a million times I've seen this piped into my TV in my living room. Because that's just about the only network that we watch. Even with that, my one son was like, you're going to be on ESPN? It's EWTN.
Sure.
The only one we know. You're going to be talking about a Hail Mary pass? No, I'm going to be talking about Hail Mary. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. Probably like if you go to Rome and you're like, I can't believe I'm, you know, those places where you feel like you're transported so far out of where you ever imagined. And so to see him, to be there in the chapel. And then afterwards, I actually saw him, and I still can't believe it. When I thanked him for the homily and said good morning, he knew who I was and knew the podcast because of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? God is so good, the way that he takes the message of the word. And I think about Mother Angelica, because I even said on the Jim and Joy show just that we were best friends and she just didn't know it, you know, because if you're from this, the Canton area where she was from and this network, and she's a broadcaster, I think for each one of us, you latch out to someone where it's like, your story is my story. And I
relate
to you.
That's how we did to you when you were on the radio.
Yeah.
And my daughter said, you always talk back to the radio. I talked to you for 6 years and you just never talked back. Now. Yeah, so that's why my messages are always longer.
And you've had
than
a lot
yours.
Of catching up to do.
Yeah, so I get to talk more. But when you went on and she introduced you and I'm at home watching with my family, I was crying. And I'm like, that's my best friend. And it was so touching. It was beautiful, amazing, good job.
Well, I wanted to say that if you want to catch it and you haven't, it's on YouTube. So if you just punch in Jim and Joy, and they were fantastic. I didn't know their story. He was an Episcopal priest, and they have been for years really involved. They were well known in the community and really involved in the pro-life movement. They would do sit-ins at abortion mills. Mm-hmm. He's been arrested numerous times and then converted to the Catholic faith. Had a radio show. So it's weird when you're the interviewer, because I wanted to hear their story. And it's amazing. And they were just really great. But then the funny thing is Father Mark, so we were talking about podcasts, because he listens to a lot of podcasts, reads a lot of books. So it was really neat just to hear his perspective and the shows that he likes. And we talked about the movie Silence, and it was really cool. And he also recommended a book that I'm going to share with you, because he called me on the phone a couple days later after I got back, because we both were just so engaged in talking about this book. And he probably knew that I don't remember things unless I like write it down three times. And it's Jean Vanier. He's a French lecturer. It's a short book, but it's called From Brokenness to Community, and it's especially for anyone with special needs in their life. Mm-hmm. I was on page 2 and just weeping already. So just wanted to offer that, and I don't even really know what to say about the appearance other than I was so moved and touched and inspired by the people that reached out. I've heard from people since that, which was only a couple days, from around the world, from Africa to Ireland, and a lot of women who are really shy, because in the piece I talked about being an introvert, and I also talked about our infertility adoption. So that's what's so amazing, is you never know the seeds that are planted through one person's story, just how we've all been inspired by EWTN. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to thank, I don't know, thank God, thank you guys, thank the friends and listeners of the show for somehow encouraging that journey. I'm sorry, I talk too much. You guys are just sitting there in silence. You're like, yeah, you have one eye to sleep.
And
you're
I'm sorry.
And the big show right now is the retreat, because we have all been up since really early this morning and voxering each other. Dr. Anne, who's here, who's pregnant. See, I told you we were going to see.
It's
the card. It's the card thing. Because I always say doctor.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
You know, you're Dr. Ann.
Sure, like, it's Mr. Rogers, Dr. Seuss, Dr.
Ann. I get
Ann.
My own persona.
But you voxered last night and said, I shouldn't be alive right now with my blood pressure. And this is, but really, I think all of us, everyone listening on a daily basis, on our shoulders lies so much. But here you are today, so, and you are alive. How are you feeling?
I'm alive.
How are you?
I'm squeaking through. It helps to have a bunch of mother hens watching out for
making
me.
Sure you're drinking water.
Yes. Drink your water.
Wash your
water.
Hands, drink your water.
Yes. And I'm really touched by that, because I'm usually the one chasing after everybody else, and making sure that they take care of themselves. Yeah. So it's a fun role reversal for me.
And it's been an intense lead up. Although I think good, I felt like there was like 4th of July fireworks in my spirit. But then also we heard tonight during introductions from a lot of women who said, I almost didn't come. And some women who were
from
not able
to come. From
the
parking lot, she said she didn't want to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
And unfortunately, and this has happened to me in going to the pilgrimage in Ireland that I wasn't able to go, but women from across the country who bought plane tickets, who were planning, and whether it's really tragic health situations or scheduling, that weren't able to come. So we lift them up and we enfold you in this event. I know it's not the same. And I know for myself that it's almost hard to listen when you want to be a part of something and you're not, or you just, you know, for whatever reason, but we just want you to know that this is our way of opening the doors and in the ways that the Holy Spirit allows, bringing everybody in who's listening as a sisterhood and brotherhood, because guys listen too. But I just want to ask, in the beginning stages of this very long day, hauling everything in, laying the goodie bags out, praying as a group, welcoming everybody, all the touches that you ladies have offered, what's been going on in your heart and what have you been feeling? And I want to start with you, Vicki, from this day, which I know is a lot to process.
You know, last year when I came and just wanted to help out as much as I could, it was a different experience because I was under serious spiritual attack and I didn't realize what it was until about the middle of the retreat and I almost went home. And so I'm glad that you put me in a room with Christina because she'll keep me in line. But knowing what it is now, knowing that there's spiritual attack that's going to happen, especially to us as a team, because we're trying to minister to everyone. And Satan doesn't want that. I'm much more aware of it. And as soon as I feel it coming on, I just stop, say a prayer, take a deep breath, and keep going. And so today worked out a lot better than I even thought it would, because I knew what to expect.
And you shared something tonight that I think brought us all to tears about last year. And the line of officer as an LEO, a line of work law enforcement officer, and the way the retreat gave you new vision, new perspective on what you do.
Yeah, last year I came into the retreat being ashamed to be a police officer and left just feeling full of good wishes and feeling proud and just feeling renewed. And I feel that again this year. And I've started looking at my job as a calling, and I have a completely different aspect or attitude toward it. So.
And you're tearing up now.
Yeah.
It's emotional. Because how long have you been a police officer? And
11 years.
This is a new feeling.
Yeah. It's a new, and just in the last year, it's a completely new feeling.
And I think across the board, it was again a sense of awe when you heard the women come up, and instant tears for some. And then everybody else, because we're all feeling what they're saying. But how amazing these women are, from architects. It doesn't matter what they do or where they come from, but really you just see within those few minutes, this is an amazing woman. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Betty?
Well, I missed the introductions, and I'm sad about that. So I need to get out there and meet these women. And
you missed the introductions because you picked up Julia from the airport, and then you had to get your car towed.
So as we talked about, Satan got my car.
Satan so got your car.
It has been towed away. I am orphaned here in a loyal retreat house without a car.
That's a good place to be.
It's a great place to be. There's nowhere I'd rather be without my car than here. And I was...
We got to take everything and make it spirit. You are a holy hitchhiker on this journey.
You were in charge of transportation.
It was me.
Yeah. Oh, no, the ones to Walsh.
I can't even take anyone.
Better that it happened tonight than tomorrow, where you'd have a car full of people with their finger up going to go to Walsh.
We all have... So I'm just so blessed. I'm so blessed by the team. I'm so blessed by meeting some of the ladies and re-meeting some of the ladies, because I'm from last year. I recognize some faces, but I could not put eight names with them. And it's just,
But you're carrying your own things too. We all are.
Oh,
and I don't know
yeah.
if you mind sharing the encounter with your granddaughter.
Aww.
And the sisters.
Yeah, my little Eleanor was here with me. She'll be five. And she loved helping the sisters, Children of Mary, hand out the books to each bedroom. And Eleanor just loved the sisters. And she doesn't go to church, doesn't learn at home about God and all the wonderful things about God. But she does from us. And so she came up to me later and she whispered in my ear, which she never does. And she said, "Grandma, where is sister?" So she was looking for them even after they were done with their little project. But.
And it was like you had this moment because you were all the way down the hall and you were looking at her little body helping sister as they laid things out from room to room and you took a picture. I mean, I think we all get those moments when our kids are little and you think, I'm going to blink and they're going to be grown adults. But this for you was that in terms of her faith.
A seed was planted, though.
It is.
Because I saw the sister pick her up and hug her. I know. She gave her the love of Christ. She gave that to Eleanor. Yeah, and Eleanor's at the age to receive that.
I know. And Eleanor even said, "She hugs tight."
Those are the best hugs.
I know. So it's just going to be an amazing weekend. I can't wait for the rest of it. And now I'm here, so I can't go anywhere. So I'll get to see things and do things and be with people.
And Marie, last year, we really buddied up because there wasn't an official Arise team.
Right.
And I think a few hearty souls, and it wasn't anyone's fault. I just think we didn't know what to expect. It was the first year. And I had posted on our Facebook page, we're doing the goodie bags. And she said, "I'll be there." And amazingly was there. And that was just the beginning because she's been such a giver. Marie, such a wonderful gift for order and organization. As a mom of 10, you have to be. But the thing is about it is people who are really organized aren't always really going easy going because I know someone in my life that is kind of
she's laughing
it's kind of OCD, which can be a really good thing, but they're not necessarily like great, you know, flexible. Oh yeah, let's make this change. And that's what's amazing about you is you're really good at spatial organization and laying everything out. But if there's a change, it doesn't throw you off.
I can't even switch seats. I have to sit in the same seat I was in last year. Like I am not going to change. Like don't move me around. Yeah, we have assigned seats for dinner so we can meet new people. And yeah.
But that's where you grow.
I think we all complement each other.
We do.
I was just telling somebody, I don't even remember who, but just about what a gift, you know, all of our, just the different personalities on our team. You know, you look around at all of us and we are all very different and we all have such a different gift to bring. Mm-hmm. That's something that I just have been really amazed at. And when Father was praying over our team and saying, protect you from all, bitterness toward each other.
Or drama.
And I'm like, we don't have that.
Yeah.
And you point out how rare that is.
And I even told Father after that prayer, I said, "Father, that was really nice, but there's been zero drama, zero ego, zero infighting. There's been nothing." He's like, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." And it's the first time in my life I've ever been in a group of women where that's happened.
Yeah.
I said, "I just think it's awesome and beautiful." And he's like, "I've never heard of that happening either."
But that's because this was the fruit of something beautiful, and Christ is in the center of it. And we all love one another with the love of Christ. So,
and I tell you, some of the best things are unplanned. I mean, we couldn't have planned this, and he did, and he knew. So your thoughts this year and the perspective of what you've heard so far.
Goodness. Well, I just got out of confession, so... Their halo.
Yeah.
They're glowing. Actually, I didn't finish my penance, so I guess
I pulled her out.
Already, just hearing all the testimonies, or it wasn't even really a testimony, it was just introducing yourself. And it's just an amazing experience to hear from 60 different women and all the different walks of life and the different, I think my word already is vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just how vulnerable women can just be in the matter of 30 seconds to put their heart out there and to say, I have, a big family and it's hard. And I actually thanked one of the moms as she walked down. I said, "Thanks for saying that. I need to say that more because it's sometimes we just want to make this facade of, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. It's all fine. I can do this. But it's hard. Life is hard. We all have crosses that we're carrying and we don't want to,
Yeah, and that was, for me, one of the points coming in is just like Lent or Advent, but this weekend, the more that we put into it, the more that we are vulnerable and that we invest our hearts to not be afraid, the more that we'll receive, that he will bless that, and, you know, that we can grow. And I think what's been interesting for me is in working in Christian radio for so many years, I would get, and it was the privilege of my life, to get these emails from women who lost their husband or, you know, really, really deep, all states of grief. And I know a lot of people listening, you know, Vicki, as a police officer and as a physician, you hear things. People come in for one thing, but they end up spilling because you're there. And maybe there's something within you that they sense they can confide or trust. Mm-hmm. But it really is a gift when someone trusts you with a very vulnerable part of their heart or their life. Yeah. And in some ways, us being strangers is kind of good. It's a really interesting dynamic, I think, this year, in that maybe because there's already a year behind us, but I felt in the first year too, there was just so many people coming in ready for this, knowing how, you know, how they got here, what's going to happen, but ready for this, knowing that they needed, even if they didn't know if they wanted to even come in, they know that there's a reason that they're here. Yeah. And so, just trying to uncover that and what a gift that is. There was an email that I got from a woman, and she was saying that her whole life she wanted a family, and, now she's 45 and she's never been able to have a family. And that's a really hard thing, because she said, what happens when the healing doesn't come? Mm-hmm. And that's, Father Nathan talked a little bit about that, because everywhere through scripture, it's filled with healing. Mm-hmm. And then I think, but Lord, what about my daughter? I have opened the roof and I've taken her to you and I've asked you to heal her. And I know, you know, my really good friend, we heard about a young woman, a little girl who was close to death, and then she came back to life. But then I have a friend that lost her daughter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those dynamics for all of us, I think, are so good about a weekend like this, that we, and Father Nathan talked about it a little bit tonight, where St. John of the Cross talks about Jesus with his hand touching his, you know, our neck, and there's a wound. But through that wound, we are united with him, and he's with us in such a powerful way. Anne, anything that you want to share about what you've experienced today? And what you hope to experience.
Okay. I have to echo Marie's sentiment about the just vulnerability. The shared vulnerability is just so beautiful. I have the privilege of hearing stories every single day. And I personally love to hear people's stories.
Me too.
What I don't necessarily get in those encounters is the spiritual healing. And that's something that I cannot take on in my role. And so to be able to see just these healings happen, and I see their hearts opening up, and I can't wait till the end of the weekend to see what fruits the Holy Spirit has brought to these women.
So in the medical field, you're limited. You can only go so far. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting, then you can kind of see this is the fruition, the fullness of what I would like to, you know, the other side.
It is. And, you know, there are so many times that I just want to open up and pray with somebody or say, you know, you really should heal your relationship with the Lord. And sometimes I'm just not strong enough to say those things. And so being here in this environment and seeing that healing take place actually heals me.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. And you're going to be doing a healing touch, which we'll do a recap, but I know that's one of your gifts as well.
Yes.
And the sisters are here. I don't know if I mentioned that. We talked about that, the Children of Mary. Mm-hmm. And boy, does someone want to share what they did when they came in, what happened this afternoon when they came in with the host in the chapel?
Yeah, I'll share. The sisters are acting as sacristans this weekend, and they realized when they went into the chapel that there was a host on the altar, and they came and got me and said that they weren't sure if it was Jesus or if it was an unconsecrated host. And they sat in adoration on the floor, just beautifully adoring the host, waiting for Father Nathan to come and consume it. And it was just...
Because they would not leave,
and they would not leave the host, and they wanted to make sure that no one else touched it.
That's beautiful.
And it was just an awe-inspiring moment. It was like jaw-dropping to see them just sitting there in adoration, just adoring the Lord.
And Christina, your thoughts?
I think one of the exciting moments was, as you heard me from down the hall, when Mary walked in the door.
From New York City.
Yes, from New York. And Mary has shared on the show before. And I just, when Mary said she couldn't come, I thought, you know what? I need to be her prayer warrior. I need to get on this. We had had a team meeting at Panera. I said, Mary might not come. We all prayed and prayed and prayed. And Mary was able to come. So when she walked in the door, it was just such an answer to prayer and such a beautiful thing. I was so excited to see her and just to bond with her again and to, you know, just rekindle that relationship.
Well, that's what's funny. Yeah. I was all the way down the hall. This is a long, spread out retreat house, and there was the squealing that echoed. And it's so funny, like the noises that women make versus men. Like, guys would never.
Well, because your husband brought her, and so he came in after, and he goes, "You didn't do that for me." And I was like, "Oh, hi, yay, Jim."
But sorry. You said, someone said, this is a reunion because we didn't even know these beautiful women before last year, and not everyone that came last year did this year, but it really is amazing how that works and builds. So it, I think, from the beginning, just a glimpse, because the beginning is an interesting day. Everybody's kind of tired, but we're excited, and we are open for everything, but then we also want to crash and go to bed. And so it's not really, I think, until tomorrow where we dig in and we begin to do that kind of open heart surgery that we're going to be able to see things really turn up.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I for Lent, I started going to daily mass a little more, and it turned into every day. And I've went the last 26 days in a row, and I've never done that in my life. And now, like the sisters, I just have this longing. And this, and
well,
this,
that's why I think it's so important to go out of your comfort zone, because you see other holy people, and in this environment, I don't think it's a competition. It's just like, wow, you, like you said, your jaw drops, and these are the things that you remember when you're sitting in mass. It, you know, God preserves our memories, I think, with some of these experiences that it's hard to get away, and it's hard to even justify it when there's, it's expensive or it's far away. But it, the fruit of that, like you said, is amazing.
Right. And then the fruit that you get so long after it.
Yeah.
Like, just the things that I'm reliving from last year's retreat and seeing the fruit of that now. It's still, last year is still working.
Yeah, it is.
And we had a couple people say that.
Right. Yeah. And even one of the ladies said, I was here last year, but I don't remember anybody's name, so just reintroduce yourself.
Yeah, like, it was just because so it was sweet. Really emotional for her.
Yeah.
She was really emotional the whole time.
Yeah.
And she was going through some very serious health questions that, thanks be to God, were resolved. And that's what we talked about, too. You never know what the next smile is going to bring. You never know day by day, year by year.
And all the women that are pregnant this year and can come back next year with their babies.
But, that's really important, too. Yeah. But we also have a woman who's Chase, never married, never have children. And that's why I think it's so important for a retreat like this, to really cast a wide net, because the more diverse the stories and journeys, I think the deeper we're able to see into the heart of other people, because this isn't just, and I talked about this too, a quick conference where we're getting filled up, which is awesome, and we're going back. We're really going deep places in an awesome way that just by nature of you being here and sharing your story is going to change somebody else. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap up because my body's making funny noises. And I think that happens when you get older. We're getting hot flashes in here. And and this we're using the Zoom recorder. It picks up everything. Like, you snapped your elastic pants and it picked it up earlier.
I wore them the first day because I knew it would be a long day. I might put them on tomorrow, too.
What happens at Arise?
Stays at Arise.
And on the podcast.
God bless you.
Oh, yeah, 800 million people now because you're famous on ESPN.
Thank you. Keep it at home. Keep it real. God bless you from the Loyola Retreat House, and we invite you to join us. We want to walk through this experience, and again, this is day one. We might all not have the energy ability, but today we're so thankful that the Lord allowed this program, and we just bring our voices and our hearts to you with blessings and We thank God for the gift of this opportunity. And until next time, friends, God bless you. And we'll catch you on the next episode of Good Things Radio. Bye-bye.
Yay. Bye.